Exercise 1. The public and donors expect charities to be run by highly motivated but relatively modestly paid people, and charity workers have come to accept this. There are two reasons for this state of affairs. The first is that in meeting the goal of operating at minimum costs, staff costs also have to be kept low. The second is that charity workers are asked to be aligned and show their alignment with the charitable nature of the organization they are working for by taking a wage less than what they might have been offered elsewhere. The wage subsidy is thus a partial donation to the cause. Interestingly, this moral argument of contributing to the cause ignores the morality of paying a man less than he is worth, even if, at times, he is paid below subsistence rates.